Well, we are very pleased to welcome back today Pat McClure, who was with us last fall, if you remember, when she brought her expertise in education and cognitive science to talk about her assigned chapter in Paul Smith's book on integral theory. Now she's coming back to explore Chapter 5 of John Philip Newell's chapter on Digging God Out, a very challenging chapter dealing with some of the really hard times in our life and how to dig God out, find God in those places. Now you're going to find this a little different. Although Pat is bound to end up with neurons, brain, and heart, which is what she talked about last fall, she's going to start this time with another discipline, a favorite discipline of hers. Her first field was art. As an artist herself, she was an art teacher for many years in secondary schools, and later an art historian for a museum. She helped to found two major community organizations that supported the arts in ways that reshaped the community. Her art forum in Glendale received the first major grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to public schools in California in 1970. And this grant became the model for NEA grants to schools from then on. Her work with the Children's Creative Project in Santa Barbara County set the bar for 30 years of landmark arts and schools programs. And she's still a sustaining trustee of our own Santa Barbara Museum of Art. She sees the language of art and the creative process itself as part and parcel of spiritual evolution. So, get ready to be handed some of your first tools for digging God out: an architect's elevation, a sculptor's blowtorch, a patron's commission, and a sense of the divine clamoring to be expressed every step of the way. So please join me in welcoming Pat McClure.